Lila Nishmas of Klanim's Kamash Ben Arbele Malach. Kilaim, Perak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Haisa Sadeu Zerua Chitim, V'nimlech Lizara Sarim. If a person has a field that he planted already wheat seeds, and now he changes his mind, he wants to plant barley. So wheat and barley, we know, is Kilaim one to the other. Yamtin La Ad Shetaslia. So he should wait until the seed starts germinating, breaking apart to grow. The Rav says that this takes, in a wetland, it takes about 3 days, and in a land that's dry, in ground that's dry, it takes more than that as well. So you're supposed to wait until this happens, yamtin lo ad shetasli, until it germinates, v'yoifech, and then turn the ground over, like uproot it, v'acher kach yizra, and then afterwards you're now allowed to plant sa'irim, you're allowed to plant barley. Because what we're waiting for is, as it germinates and grows out a little bit, now we're sure that we can, it's first of all easier to uproot, and we know that nothing's going to grow further afterwards as well. So you let it go out, and then once it germinates and breaks apart, that's where it's going to be the easiest and most efficient way that you're going to be able to destroy it and uproot it. Im tzimcha, but what if you see it that it's already grown? Lo yomar ezra ve'achar kach oifech. Don't say, you know what, I'm not so concerned, I'm going to plant my barley here, and after I finish planting my barley, tomorrow I'll uproot the wheat. Ve'achar kach oifech. Elo hoifech, don't do that. You first have to get it out, take it out, ve'achar kach zareh, and then only afterwards can you now plant the barley. Now, this is obvious, we just sort of said this in the previous case. So the Taisi Santiv says that you may think, before we were dealing with the seeds germinating and just breaking apart, but now, if it actually grows, you may think, of course the guy is going to uproot, because since it's already grown, it's very obvious that it's there, and for sure, it's going to be totally uprooted when you do it afterwards. Still, the Mishnah tells us, even though it starts to grow, and it will be totally uprooted, still you should first uproot it, and don't rely on yourself to do it afterwards. Kama yehi chayrish, so how much should he dig when he uproots it? Kitalmei haravia. So the Rav explains, talmei is furrows. It's a furrow in the ground. So the Rav says they're large furrows that they would dig in the ground after a rain. Talmei Ravia here, the Mishnah is telling us that they don't have to make tons of these tiny small furrows, but rather they can make very large ones. And not tiny small ones, one next to the other, but just rather large ones to uproot it. Abishaloimer, Kadesh lo Yishar Roivilavesa. He says that there's another condition, that when you make these furrows, you have to make it that you do not leave over a place that's not totally uprooted, that the furrows should encompass all of the ground and only have parts that are not furrowed. Those small parts should be less than 1/24 of the ground that he's plowing, which is a quarter of a kav for a beis saw. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Abishol. We would not have to do this. Rather, just large furrows is enough.